What's going on, Tularosa Basin and denizens of the World Wide Web? It's Double J with the online version of Pass the Popcorn, my review of movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10. Hey, did you ever have a teacher back in high school who made a subject much more enjoyable because of their love for it? For me, it was Mr. Williams back in 10th grade. The man constantly had my attention because he just didn't read out of a dusty book. He made it come alive by talking to us in terms we could understand. And even though I was out of school when he taught at Alamogordo High School, Bill Buehler was that guy as well, dressed in a toga to talk about Julius Caesar and holding his class in the palm of his hand to make history come alive. And more than one person has testified to me that because of theatrics like that, Bill was a phenomenal teacher and a treasured memory to many. You know, when Hollywood gets a hold of history, they often take certain liberties to make it more interesting. Whether it was back during the golden age of Hollywood with Charlton Heston as Moses in The Ten Commandments, or in the 90s, Mel Gibson as William Wallace in Braveheart, or even as recently as Dunkirk, where does the history lesson end and the director says, action? Well, that brings me to the movie of the week, American Made with Tom Cruise. It's the story of Barry Seal, who becomes bored with his humdrum life as a pilot for TWA back in the late 70s. So to earn a little cash on the side, he starts smuggling Cuban cigars into the States from Canada. It's then that he's approached by the CIA. You see, they want him to take low-altitude reconnaissance pictures of the Soviet-backed Sandinistas in Central America. It's the thrill that Barry's looking for, until he finds out that it's real guns that are shooting at him with real bullets. Now, when the CIA doesn't offer him more money for taking his life in his own hands, well, that's when Barry shows up on the radar of three business-minded gentlemen from Colombia, who would later become the Medellin drug cartel to run cocaine from Colombia to the States. Now you're talking excitement and more money for Mr. Seal. Well, then he gets caught in the middle of the CIA backing the Contras, who are the freedom fighters against the Soviet-backed Sandinistas. So they have to funnel the guns through Colombia, who then funnel their cocaine through Panamanian fishing boats to get it to the States. And at the center of all this is Barry and money. Tons and tons of money. So much so that Barry's digging ditches in his backyard in a small town in Arkansas to hide it all. And here's the unbelievable part. It's all true. As much as it can be when Hollywood is involved. Tom Cruise is his usual charismatic self, making Barry a likable bad guy. Because, essentially, if it wasn't for Barry, chances are that the cartel do not rise to power and the course of history might have been just a little bit different. And because I was in junior high and high school when all of this was actually happening, I didn't have a full understanding of it. But to be reminded of larger-than-life figures in history like Pablo Escobar, Manuel Noriega, Ollie North, and right in the middle of it, the CIA, and then President Ronald Reagan and Nancy telling us to just say no, American Made serves us up a Hollywood history lesson, just with a more handsome Barry Seal, more action, and an audience hanging on every word. Bill Buehler would have been pleased to see the looks of awe on the faces of the theater patrons. Class dismissed. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 bags of popcorn. American Made, now showing at Aviator 10. For showtimes, call 437-9301 or jump onto the web at allentheatersinc.com and click on Alamogordo. Check back next week when Ryan Gosling, Jared Leto, and Harrison Ford revisit the world of replicants in the futuristic sequel, Blade Runner 2049. For Allen Theaters Aviator 10 and Burt Broadcasting, I'm Double J, and I'll see you at the movies.